we desperately want to avoid losing the series 3-0. We desperately want to come back and show that we're better than what we've showed so far in this series. And, you know, I think there's a feeling amongst the whole squad that we can and should come back and do that. So, you know, it is very important from our point of view to also realise that there's been a lot of good things that have gone on this series. So there have been some doom and gloom moments, rightly so, but there have been a lot of good moments as well and a lot of good performances from individuals. So, you know, we're not going to get too caught up in a kind of downward spiral, but obviously we need to learn lessons from where we've gone wrong. I certainly hope not. No, I mean, I think we've had this circumstance before. You know, I certainly remember test matches in the past where this has been looming in the background. And it is very much in the background, you know. I would be very, very surprised if any of our players have got their attention anywhere other than on the game at the moment, especially after what's happened over the last couple of test matches. So, you know, it's not a big issue for us, if I'm honest. Well, as I said, I think it's just about clarifying our minds and our game plan. And sometimes you need some good volume to do that. You need to face a lot of balls. Sometimes you don't need to face a lot of balls. You just need to be a little bit clearer in your thinking. So that's what we've been working on. And you know, I think we're in a better place now than we were a couple of days ago. But ultimately, we've got to do it out in the middle. So you can hit as many balls as you like in the practice in the nets. It's what you do out in the middle and how clear you are under pressure in the middle that's what counts. Well, obviously, I haven't got as many runs as I'd like to, so I'd like to remedy that this game. I've just been doing what everyone else has been doing. Look, it's not my job to hand out bans or otherwise. All I've said all along is that the deterrent for match fixing or spot fixing should be as strong as possibly can be to make sure that people don't do it in the future. So that's up to the ICC to deal with that. Bell's back practicing today, so he was laid low yesterday. Yeah, I mean, as you say, that's one of those things that happens on a tour, different country and different foods and whatnot. And you've got to make the best of the situation, really. Obviously, try and avoid it happening to you individually. And then if it does happen to someone, then you know, the other 10 have got to step up there for 24 hours or so until they get better. We've had a fantastic time out here. I mean, the facilities both here and in Abu Dhabi are first rate. You know, they match pretty much every ground in the world. You know, I, for us as a group, it's fantastic to play somewhere differently. A different environment, different conditions, all that sort of stuff. So I think we've enjoyed it. You know, I think you always like to see full houses and hopefully the number of people that came to the Abu Dhabi game, certainly on the Saturday, was really encouraging. And probably the more cricket you have here, the more people come out here and support. So, you know, certainly no negatives from our point of view on it, that is for sure. We don't have to justify it. It's the ranking system that tells you who's number one. So, I mean, ultimately we've lost the series. And that's frustrating for us, but you know, we didn't devise a ranking system. That's the ICC's job. Look, I think we've become very comfortable with the fact that you know the ICC have given our players a window to play in the IPL, and that window stipulates that the guys have to have enough time when they come back home to prepare properly for our next test series. So we all know where we stand with that. I certainly wouldn't hold it against players for wanting to go out there and play in that. You know, most of the best players around the world are doing it, so I wouldn't hold it against them, but I'm, with my test captain's hat on, very conscious that we need to make sure that they give themselves enough time to prepare for the West Indies test series that are coming up next summer. And yeah, I think we're all comfortable with that now. So we'll wait and see who's picked up and how long they're out there for. As I said, it's not up to me to decide these things. You know, they had a long sort of judicial inquiry as to how long those bans should be. As I said, I strongly believe that deterrence should be very strong to make sure that people don't do it again. You know, these guys have had to, they've suffered quite badly. You know, they've obviously been to prison, but you know, on the cricketing side, that's for the ICC to decide. Well, I mean, clearly, you know, you can't keep on underperforming forever. So all of us have got a responsibility on our shoulders to improve our games, definitely. I've always been a strong believer that no one is guaranteed their place in England's side. And actually, the environment only works properly if there is pressure on you for your place to a certain extent. So we've all got to work pretty hard in the next 5 days.